course, you can't put on events like this without a Marysville Business Council. The president of the Marysville Business Council, Pat Shirky, is here. Pat, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk a little bit about the business climate here in Marysville. It is good. It is strong, isn't it?
It's very strong. We're getting many, many new businesses in here. And we just would like to invite everybody to come to Marysville because it's such a beautiful city.
It is. You got a lot going on. Yeah. And one of the other big things that you're involved in fact, you, not the business council, but you yourself, are one of the co-chairs of the Hot Wheels Weekend.
Yeah.
And that comes up in August. You guys ready for another big year?
We're never ready, but we're trying our hardest.
Well, it's going to be fourth year. Chris Troy is here, the founder of Hot Wheels Weekend. Chris, maybe you can talk a little bit about what some of the plans are for this year.
We've got another big and better show, as always, our fourth year going into it. Our guest, celebrity guest, you know, 2 years ago, we had the one and only Butch Patrick, who was Eddie Munster from the Munster Show from the 60s, mm-hmm. him and the Munster Cars. And everybody kept asking us, when are you going to have him back? When are you going to have him back? Well, actually, they reached out to us this year and said, would you be interested in having us back? And we were like, well, you know, we'd like to try to have new artists and new celebrities. And they were like, well, we love the area so much. People were really nice to us. We'll give you a great deal. So how could we say no?
Well, that says a lot about the event, a lot about the community, doesn't it?
You know, those people, Butch and Lila Patrick, Lila's his manager and wife, when they left here, they wrote the nicest things on their Facebook page and everything and how amazing the people of Marysville were and how right at home they felt and that they loved it and planned and wanted to come back on their off season and stuff. And they really had a nice time. And that does say a lot about the people here. And it does say a lot about, you know, the organizations, the business council that put on that event, that, you know, we had someone right there with them all the time to help them if they needed something, or even if it was Butch made a comment, you know, oh, do you guys have any ice cream around here? And one of our co-partners, Mike Deesing, jumped in his truck and ran over and got him some ice cream.
Awesome.
So, yeah, they had a really great time, and that's great PR for the city. Along with them, we have Paul Michael Glazier, who was David Starsky in the original Starsky and Hutch. And he'll be here with the Flying Tomato, the Gran Torino car. And so we've had a lot of good turnout for that, too, of people asking questions and wanting to know information about him.
That'll be the last weekend in August, not Labor Day weekend, but the weekend before that, right?
The 23rd and 24th of August. And along with the cars and the cruise and the drive-in movies and the pinup grill contest, we also have a full day live of great entertainment on the stage. And we've got bands, of course, from Detroit. The Volcanoes will be coming in. But from Cleveland, Ohio, all the way from Cleveland Rocks, Lords of the Highway. We have the Firewalkers from Chicago. And Tammy Savoy. And Paul, if you're not familiar with Tammy Savoy, look her up. She's a 40s kind of soul singer, you know, kind of real, that throwback to the Billie Holiday kind of thing. Amazing voice. And then our headliner this year is the one and only 1980s rockabilly new wave classic band, the King Bees. So they did My Mistake and, you know, a bunch of other classic songs. The songs you like, if I heard them, I'd know them.
And that's the kind of music that just fits in with the weekend, with all the muscle cars and all the other cars that are going to be on display and the pinup girls and all that great rockabilly style music. I mean, it just makes for a fun weekend, doesn't it?
It really does. And, you know, we have a great turnout. It's free because of the business council. The businesses all kind of unite. And now we've even grown outside of just even the city of Marysville. Businesses are like, well, we'd like to be part of that because it's a really exciting event.
I mean, to what do you owe your success? I mean, this is only the fourth year for this event, and you've got people already planning to be here for Hot Wheels Weekend.
You know, I think when we first decided to do this, it was one of those, we sat there at a meeting, and I kind of made it clear that if we didn't do it big the first year, the biggest we could go, then it probably wouldn't be worth doing. There's so many communities have car shows and nice events, and they are nice events. But with us, with Hot Wheels, we wanted to do something that if you didn't go, all you'd hear the rest of the year from your friends is what a great event you missed. And I think we were lucky enough to pull that off. The weather was great the first year, and everything kind of came together. Plus, we listened to the car owners. We always asked them, what can we do better? And they're not shy. They'll tell you, well, this was great, but if you had this, if you had that. We not only listen to them, but then the following year we try to implement what they suggest. Yeah. And I think they respect that, and they want to be part of that.
What sets it apart from other car shows when you describe to people, as you go around to other car shows and you go around the community and say, Hot Wheels weekend coming up in August, how do you describe it, and what makes it different?
I think what makes it different is we kind of call ourselves the Autorama North. While a lot of car shows around here will have just like regular car shows with a DJ, and we try to have not only the cars be a spectacle, but also other events going on, bringing in some celebrities, bringing in higher name music guests, and the pinup girls, which is funny because that was kind of a side thing. Elfie Jean's pinup charm school every year put that on for us, and she was one who originally brought that. Elfie brought that to us, and we were like, well, okay, yeah, that sounds like fun. Well, that's become a really big draw. For a lot of the ladies, they bring all their families and friends, and there's more people crowding around the stage when that event's going on than I think when the headliners are playing.
Well, Pat, when you get all these people into Marysville for that, or this weekend for Summerfest, I mean, that's certainly good for Marysville, isn't it?
It's certainly good for all of our businesses here, our restaurants, our stores. There's just so much to do in Marysville. It's hard to name everything.
Sure. You know?
And then with all our new people coming in, A&W, the seasonings, the barbecue seasonings, just there's so much. You know? And it's I've grown up here. I love Marysville, and I just want everybody to enjoy it like we do. And with the Hot Wheels, we went happening in the park. It's so beautiful. It's just a nice place to families to come out and just enjoy everything. The water.
It is a beautiful park, and just getting better all the time with the bike trails and everything else here. It's just a beautiful setting for something like that. And like Chris said, it's free. I mean, you can just come down that weekend and check it all out. It's a great time.
And along with the Hot Wheels, the Mayor's Business Council also puts on Christmas in the Park. So we would like to invite everybody, if anybody has any interest in it, setting up a little spot down at the park here during the Christmas season. Just give the city a call, and they'll guide them which way to go. And every year it's getting bigger and bigger for that, too.
So. That is getting to be a big deal, and this is a great way for businesses to connect with the community and set up their own display here in Marysville Park. And people might say, Christmas, what are you talking about? Only June. But you got to start planning these things early, don't you?
It's never too early to start. And this year we're hoping to get maybe like neighborhoods to come in and join us, you know. And it's not a big deal. It's just a fun time. And when the lights are all on during the Christmas season, it's just so beautiful to come down here.
It really is. You guys do a nice job with that, with everything here in Marysville. It's going to be a fun weekend this weekend. Of course, today is a beautiful day. I know the Business Council has no control over the weather, nor does anybody else. I tried to get the city manager, I tried to get the mayor to commit to nice weather this weekend. Nobody seems to want to take responsibility for it. But, you know, it's Michigan. Anything can happen,
exactly. Just enjoy it, whatever it is.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Good deal. This weekend, Summerfest. Don't forget Hot Wheels weekend coming up in August, and Christmas in the park in December. And just, you know, even if you can't come down for one of those events, just come on down to Marysville. There's a lot going on.
That is true. That is true.
Pat Shirky, thanks a lot. Chris Troy, thank you as well.
Paul.
It is, 9:21. We are in Marysville at 1380 WPHM. We were talking a few minutes ago with Chris Troy about Hot Wheels weekend, and he's switched hats, and he's put on his documentary hat right now in conjunction with St. Clair County RESA, the film My Secret Is My Story, made quite a splash and sparked a lot of discussion last month.
Yes.
I think it was last month when it made its premiere in Port Huron, and it's on tour, so to speak. You're going to be screening it this weekend, right?
Yeah, we are the 14th, which is tonight, 7 o'clock, and next Friday, the 21st, at 7 o'clock, down at the Mariner Theater in Marine City. The Mariner is an amazing facility. If you've not had a chance to go down and take a look at some of Gary Coe's old collections and things, and the Titanic model, of course. But they're also an independent film theater, and reached out to us and said, you know, Marine City, just like every other community in East China, has the same kind of issues with the opioid, you know, that we have going on every place, and really felt that this film, after hearing the way it went and the comments about it really felt like they wanted to get a screening of it down there.
This had to have been a challenging film to make. I mean, you talked to people who were very honest, very frank about their experiences with addiction.
You know, I think for me as a filmmaker, and most of the things, most people know me for the history, the work right. that I do around here. And history is really exciting, and it's fun, and it's, oh, I didn't know that, and all this. Coming into this, Sue Wachowski, who was my co-producer on this, you know, she kind of brought it to the table and said, I think this is something you could really get your teeth into. Mm-hmm. You have an eye for these kinds of, you know, more creative kind of things that maybe are a little darker for some of the music that you've worked on and things. And we really, you know, would you consider doing this? And I was like, yeah, I think it could be a fun project. It really opened my eyes. You think you know something until you start mm-hmm. working on a documentary. And, you know, people who are in this film, I guess I had a stereotype in my mind who you think, who is, you know, who's the drugs, who's the people you see on the street corner, who's in all this. And then working on this film, I learned that it was completely different. One of the folks in it, Ms. Amy Buchanan, was a assistant principal in Troy Public Schools, who I worked with for 14 years down there. And when Sue said, you know, do you know Amy Buchanan? I said, yeah, why, what's up? Well, she was just arrested for breaking into a student's home looking for drugs. And I was like, it can't be the same Amy. Well, it turned out she had had back surgery a while back, and following her doctor's prescription and following his care and everything, she got addicted to painkillers. And it really opened the eyes to a lot of that this is going on, and this yeah. is a big problem. Sheriff Tim Donlin's in the doc, and he talks about, you know, the same type thing. It's not just the party animal on the weekend. It's the craftsman who blows his yeah. back out, the college football player, you know.
Yeah, if you've not dealt with addiction, you don't know what it's like. And I think that's one of the things that you hear from people all
yes.
the time that,
yes.
that are dealing with this, is you just don't know what it's like to be in that position. But you can hear some of those stories in My Secret Is My Story, the film that Chris was a big part of. And that will be screened again tonight in Marine City?
Yes, 7 o'clock at the Mariner Theater, as well as next Friday, the 21st, at the Mariner.
Okay, very good. Chris, thanks again for telling us about that, and thanks for being here this morning.
Oh, no problem, Paul. Thanks for having me.